Hey guys, it's Lauren. Welcome to another episode of the Common Sense Mama podcast. Thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show. Just wanted to do some quick thank yous. If you guys like the podcast or if you guys have any suggestions for the podcast, please DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is Common Sense Mama. It is C-E-N-T-S. It's in the description. So, yes, definitely do that. But thank you. The listeners are going up slowly but surely, and I'm loving it. So today I want to talk about, where are you with your goals? 2018, we still have time to take care of our goals. 2019 is not here. But one thing that I have added to my goal for next year is to fast. But I'm in the process of preparing myself for a fast. So let's go over the 2018 goals. You want to do a self-evaluation on where you are with your goals. Did you make goals this year? If you didn't, why not? If you did, what are the things that you wanted to do that you didn't? Or what are the things that you wrote down but you just did not do? So you want to do a self-evaluation with your goals. So for me, I had a few things on my list that most of the things I completed. I have about 4 things that I did not accomplish. So what I'm going to do with those goals is I'm just going to roll them over to 2019. The sooner, the better I complete them, but it's just a rollover. There's no pressure to call yourself a failure. You did your best, and that's the number one thing. Also, where are you at with your money? Did you achieve most of your money goals? If not, what happened? If you did, then let's talk about it. But you definitely want to keep pressing through and just keep doing your best for that aspect of everything. What else? Your budget. If you wanted to learn how to budget, did you? If not, what happened with your budgeting? Who's holding you accountable? You definitely want to have a system of accountability with any goals. So for me, I had different partners, accountability partners for each goal. So I have a fitness goal. So then I need a fitness buddy. I have a money goal. That would be my spouse. I had a social goal. Just make sure you have someone that supports you, that keeps you focused. Like, hey, how are you doing with this? This goal, whatever, it's just motivation in that period. For me, my money goals this year was to be debt-free, which was definitely not realistic because it wasn't a realistic goal, but it was just on there. And that's how I learned I need to be more specific and measurable with my goals. So that was on there. Saving, I did save money, but I also depleted my savings account to kind of book up this debt-free experience. I wanted to travel, but I didn't get there, so that's going to be rolled over for next year. I think with the self-evaluation aspect, you really need to just ask yourself, why didn't you achieve them, or why did you want these goals in the first place? Who are they for? If you know who they're for, then that's even more motivation for you to accomplish the goal. So for me, my number one goal is to just get better with my money. And that was for myself and it was for my family. And I know that it's going to benefit them. What is it? Why is it so important? And for me, I want to be debt-free because I want to be able to travel and I want to have a home. When and where? That's where I did not excel at, because I said, oh, I want to be debt-free. But I didn't have measurable goals that were realistic to my situation. To think that I'm going to pay off $50,000 in a year is just absurd, because right now we're living on one income and we're saving and we're paying debt with the other income. So we're not following the baby steps, you know, verbatim, but we're just doing what we're doing and it works for us. So yes, what didn't work for me this year probably would be just me not being specific with my goals, because by me not being specific, it was just like up in the air. I didn't know the steps. I didn't have a plan for them. So that's something you want to do. You want to make sure that when you set goals, they're obtainable and they are not too far-fetched. And it's great that you want to do positive things and you want to excel. But let's be real. If you're making goals and you're not even having, like, timelines and deadlines for them, then you might as well just kind of reevaluate. So I say self-evaluation for your goals are very important. And if there's a plan, what is the plan? You have to literally write this stuff down. And another thing that I think that I've recently been doing is I've been transforming my budgeting techniques, my life techniques, my organization techniques, and I've been holding myself accountable more so than other app usage, because I feel like I open the apps all day, but sometimes it just doesn't sink in with me. So I feel that it's been beneficial for me at this moment in my life to just write down my stuff. I revisit it. Okay, I paid this bill off, or I did that. That's been working for me, and I'm enjoying that. So that's that. And the goals that I'm going to roll over for sure is I said I wanted to get more involved in church this year. And I just didn't do it, period. I have no sound reason why I did not, but that is something that I have to roll over, which is we've been going to a church for years, but we are not church hoppers. So it's like I don't just join any church. It takes a whole lot of me and my spouse to really, you know, join a congregation, because we don't want to get caught up with all the religion stuff. But I really think that fellowship is so important and is necessary. So that's something I'm going to roll over. Our presence in church was not there. And I don't want to be one of those individuals who's like, oh, okay, so on the 1st January, which I've been, I'm going to church. I am going to start fresh with church. I'm going to start a whole new life. But it's always during appropriate times. Like, I only go on Easter. I only go on just big holidays where it's like, I just do it for the pick, you know? Like, no, I need to do it for reals and just really start fresh. So that's why I'm preparing myself for this fast. I'm already doing that. I'm also getting my mind together for God. Like, because honestly, sometimes it's just not there. But now that I've been getting my mind prepared to fast and really figure out this life for myself as a Christian woman and as a believer, but as a believer and lover of everybody, that's the process. I'm going into this wholeheartedly. I'm not trying to dabble with religion. I'm just coming in as a believer of Jesus, and that's going to just pave the way for me. So my church involvement is going to definitely increase. I'm claiming it. I'm not going to say, I'm going to try. No, I'm just going to do it. I'm not doing it right now, but it's clear. But I'm doing something else. I'm doing the preparation to get myself there. So I learned that the words that you feed yourself are very important. So if you're saying that you want to do something or you're going to try, no, just do it. Just get up and do it. And I think that if you do that, you'll be good to go. Another goal that I'm rolling over is my fitness weight journey. When I had my first baby, both kids, I was 200 pounds, a little over with the first one. And losing that weight was super hard, very hard, because I was breastfeeding. You have to eat, and I was not working out though. So with my second child, I realized that one, I got too big, and two, it was so hard to lose the weight. And I'm like, you know what? If I don't get this on track now, I am never going to get back to this MILF body. I'm never going to get back to myself if I don't do that. So over the year, I did, I lost a lot of weight. The smallest I've been able to get was 130, which was amazing, and I got fit, but I had hit a plateau in my life with fitness, where I wasn't motivated anymore to really go to the gym, because my gym partner, our schedules were always conflicting, so we weren't able to go as much. So that kind of threw me off a lot. And then food, of course, I was on a strict, like, not strict as in what you can't eat, but I was just meal. I was on a system. I was on a meal prepping journey. I was eating great Monday through Friday, and then weekends, one day out of the weekend, I'll have a nice glass of wine or I'll have a nice meal. But from that point, I just went crazy. I don't know what happened, but I gained my weight back. Not all of it. I'm nowhere near 200 pounds, but I gained 20 pounds. I'm 150 right now. And I'm like, yo, you worked so hard. And I was really fit. I was getting the abs. So I have to like start all over. And I'm in week 3 of me working out at least 3 times a week. But I used to work out 5 to 6 days a week. So now I'm in week 3 of 3 days of weight training. That's what I'm doing. So this is actually, no, I'm sorry. This is week 4. So I'm going to plan to up my workouts by 4 days. Like, I'm just going to keep doing this. But this is a rollover. Like, this is going over to next year because I have a goal weight of 120 because I also, I do acting on the side, and I know the camera adds weight to you. It does to me, and I don't care what anyone says. And I just have a certain look that I'm going for, and I want to feel good in my clothes. And I know that I have a long way to go, so I'm training my body to really be fit, active, and I want to be healthy too. So this is going to be a lifestyle, like things that I'm rolling over. I'm not expecting to nail it. I'm expecting to really incorporate these goals into my life. So this is me creating my lifestyle. Another thing that I'm rolling over is my acting class. I wanted to be paid for the year because I was paying, I believe, $300 a month for some time. But I'm like, you know what? It's better for me if I just pay for it for the whole year. So that's going to be $2,500. And by me going back to classes, it's going to secure the bag. It's going to secure that I don't have monthly payments. It's going to secure that I'm being active within my profession, and I'm just trying to do me. So that's something that I want to do. Organize my entire life. That's something that I'm rolling over because we have moved recently, but we're transitioning to becoming super organized, because when we move into our new home, we do not want to come to our new place with any extra baggage. And that is where I am right now. I am not fully organized, but this is also going to be a lifestyle. But I'm managing stuff. Like, we have drawers that have papers in it, and it's like, yo, what is this stuff? You know, like, most of it is stuff that needs a specific place, but the other stuff is like, okay. Some of that stuff is my husband's stuff from high school. So those are things that I have to roll over. My goal is to get my storage completely organized before we move into our home, because I don't want to just throw stuff in my garage. I want a nice open garage, and I want this space. This is a potential rollover, the next one, but I'm not sure if it's going to be until, I don't know what it's going to be until the end of December, which is paying off my car. I owe $4,500, and I'm really pushing to pay it off this year because that was my goal. Like, literally, if I didn't do anything else, this was it. But by with us saving and paying off debt, and I added my student loan payoff to this year too, like, I wasn't prepared to start paying that yet, but I did, so that's what it is. I think that I may be able to pay it off, but I think there's a chance I don't pay it off until the end of January, and that's okay too. I'm gonna still be car note free very soon, and I want to record that experience because I'm just like, you know what, this is like the top goal. Like, student loans are going to be handled, but this is something that was a big deal for me to pay off. And it's like, the student loans, I'm going to up it next year. So it's like, after this, I will probably be at like $40,000 in debt, which is going to be more obtainable for myself. So I'm excited to really just handle it and do what I have to do. So yes to that. I also feel that when you're setting goals for 2019, you want to be realistic. You want to really have a vision for that year, and don't let anything discourage you from having that. So, like, for me, I'll share some things that I've had written down. I have a moving plan, because right now we are living with my parents, and although we love them dearly, it's nothing like having your own space, but it's working for our banks and it's working for our payoffs right now, so we can get ahead by something. So that's why we're taking advantage of paying debt and saving money at the same time. So I have a moving plan of items that I want to tackle before we move. So this is something that has to be completed by the time we move. This is going to be a part of 2019 as well. So I wrote this stuff down on paper, you guys. If you guys want to type it, please do. But I want to say, try to refrain from, just for now, if you're new to this, try to refrain from apps, because it's not going to really hold you accountable. Like, it's nothing like seeing something on your board, posted, or in your files, or in your notes every single day. So yes. Also, this year, I said I want to read 12 books, and I think I have made that goal. So I want to celebrate that, and I'm going to up it next year by, okay, let me read 14 books next year. So that's that. I already have my goals written for next year. So everybody definitely be on track with their goals and hold themselves accountable. And I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to the show, and definitely, if you like it, pass it along.